Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about social indifference. If we look at the society that we live in, compared with how things were 10, 15, 20 years ago, we see that we became much more indifferent as a society. We'll try to understand why and what can we do about it. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, we really became an indifferent society towards everything that's going on around us. In the past, people were more involved in what's going on in the country, around them, and for example, we're indifferent towards certain sectors in society, segments of society. We're indifferent towards the death of construction workers on construction sites, something that happens pretty frequently, and we don't see that it really touches anyone. We're even indifferent towards things that are really important to us, like the cost of living. Recently, I heard this conversation on the street, and this woman said, "We became a society of couch protesters. We watch the news at 8 p.m. We get really worked up. We turn off the television, and that's that. We did our share in terms of our participation in social life." Exactly. And everyone goes back to their own little life, so to speak. And today we'd like to talk about social indifference, being indifferent towards each other, being indifferent towards society as a whole. And I'd like to ask, why are we more indifferent than in the past? Are we? The feeling is that we are. And if so, then why? People are the desire to receive pleasure. And we know that in terms of our will to receive pleasure, that at the ages of 2, 3, 4, or 5, I used to enjoy different things, different games, stories, movies, pictures, different things. And every time, my parents used to give me something that suited my age. And if they didn't give me something new, then all the things that I had from previous years, I couldn't play with them because I lost interest. That's clear. And regarding society, I'm not talking about society now. First of all, I'm talking about man. Now, today, we live in a society. So I remember that for me, being a part of society, a part of my class, a part of the different states that we experienced in class, and the different social groups that we had, we used to go to different extracurricular activities, and we played together, and we did different things together. Today, kids, they're much more closed at home. They're not running to do different things, even social things. And I remember that back in my days, my brother, he was pretty lazy. So the doctor told my mother, "You have to put him in some kind of group. And if he'll be in a group, then he'll start moving and he'll become more active. And this is how he'll develop." And really, this is what she did. And today, I don't see that. Today, I don't see that children really want to be in some group, in some team with their friends. Everyone spends much more time with themselves. They have a computer, television, internet, mobile. They have everything of their own. They don't need anything. A child has a room of his own. Don't go into my room. That's that. And therefore, the social aspect from childhood, it becomes something that it's not obligatory. If in the past a person was proud about being a part of a certain occupation, for example, operating certain machinery or working with metals, or something that has a certain social class, or social status. Today, you don't have that at all. Maybe that does exist someplace in the laborers' union, professional unions. Yeah, but in the past, it was a kind of pride to be a part of, even if I'm a simple worker, but I'm a part of something special. Today, you don't have that anymore. And so the social aspect lost its value, because if in the past different social unions, they fought for some kind of corporeal benefit, they were proud about what they achieved. Today, you don't have that at all. Today, it's more on the personal level. Yeah, and furthermore, also the country is interested in canceling all of these unions. Even if we look at, I don't know, the taxi drivers union, if we'll break them, then they won't be able to determine anything. We'll be able to manage and control them the way we want, and so on. Meaning, there is a trend here that includes many particular trends, but eventually a person doesn't feel that he belongs to anything. He simply has a desire to enjoy who and what he is, and he feels as though he's on his own in the world. All the rest, he doesn't feel them that they're close to him in any way. It's not the neighbor that lives next door, or the people that live in the same neighborhood or the same city like it used to be. It's not that we can sit together on the grass and sing. People are no longer attracted to that. They're not. These things barely happen anymore because our nature is changing from within, and therefore this is how we are. What is the essence of the inner change? The essence is to bring man to a feeling and understanding that he exists as something, as someone in the world, that he has to decide for himself, what should I live for and how? That as if he includes within himself a small universe. Every person is like a small universe, that this is a feeling that each of us has. Yeah, and therefore, I don't need anyone. And I don't want for anyone to come to me with any demands or complaints, that they have the ability to pull me to do different things, for me to serve them. I don't want that. I don't owe them anything, and they shouldn't turn to me. So, I'm trying to understand. Nature created us as social creatures. Right? As long as we needed it. As long as we felt that without that we can't survive. Then we used it. In a primitive society, were I to leave my camp, our society's camp or our cave, then that's it. Wolves would eat me. Some other tribe would attack me and eat me. So we needed it for survival. Right, today I don't have that. I have money in the bank. I have a profession in my hand. I don't need anyone. I can go anywhere. So the society that we live in, that it became the way we feel it more indifferent, it's a result of an inner change that happens in all of us as human beings. Human, more egoistic beings. Okay, so because we as individuals became more egoistic, the society that we live in became more indifferent towards things that in the past it used to be less indifferent towards. Yeah, because a society is all in all a collection of individuals, and also society doesn't look at everyone. You want to do that? Please, you don't. No problem. I remember 40 years ago, if someone would immigrate from Israel, they used to be ashamed about it. They used to do it half secretly. Today, it's relocation. It's considered success. Exactly. Farewell. You're staying here. No problem. I'm going to make it abroad. People are proud of it. In the past, people were ashamed of these things. So if in the past society was shocked, today it's indifferent. He left, he came. Yeah. No one takes anyone else into consideration. Also, the government from above and the simple citizens from below. Okay, besides this change that you talked about, the inner changes that people go through, and this has implications in society. Another change is the technological changes. Today, you have the entire world on your mobile. Now, if we take social networks, for example, if you're a part of some social network and you're active there, you're not indifferent at all. I have my keyboard. I'm connected to some keyboard, doesn't matter where. I know what's going on everywhere. I have an opinion about everything, and I control the world, and I'm not indifferent towards things at all. Meaning, if I look at how things used to be, when I was a child, no computers, no internet, no nothing. So if a person would like to be active and not stay indifferent, then usually he'd do it talking to another person physically. Today, I have access to the entire world through my keyboard. Technology brought us to a state that didn't exist in the past, where society could really be worked up about something, but as long as it's happening on the net. We know how to sit on the couch and be active with our fingers. This is where it starts, and this is where it ends. Why does this activeness that you can really see it on the social networks where people are really worked up about things? We entered a new level in life where we live inside our keyboards, where we no longer live inside our bodies, but we live in these images, characters that we create in the virtual world. And that's something different altogether. It's a different world, even though that it's still connected to our physical world. But pretty soon, we'll reach a state, like with money and all these things, where the only thing that we'll take into consideration is the virtual life. So you're saying that there is a transition from the physical, corporeal life to a level that's a bit more disconnected from the crude physical, corporeal life. It's that when I refer to you, I will refer to your character, to your image there, inside the computer, in the virtual network, the way you're registered there. And I don't care about who and what you are in your physical, corporeal state. This is something that I won't want to take into consideration at all. For me, it's going to be erased. If you're not here, then you don't exist. This is what we're coming to. What does it mean for a person? We will determine a person's life. Meaning, if we erase you from the virtual net, it's like being sentenced to death. But what does it mean that we're moving into a certain world that's less physical? We will think about the virtual life, that this is life. If you're disconnected from that, that's death. And you can't reconnect. It's going to be such a network that you can't just be. Social relations inside that thing, what does it mean? You'll have everything, but not the way it is today, that everything's a mess. But it will be very determined. Everything will be very determined. And we will identify only with the virtual personas, images, characters that we have in the virtual world. Why? What does it mean? Where is it taking us? It's taking us to a world that we will build, shape, design in a more dynamic way. We'll design it the way we want it to be. The way we want for things to be. That virtual world, it'll eventually function according to how we want to be. It'll be a copy of our desires, of our soul, eventually. And this leads us to what? That there we will treat each other the way everyone wants to be treated in a true manner, truthfully. On the virtual networks, we'll have to build a state where the virtual life will be like the spiritual life, really. Meaning what? That I see the virtual world as the transition from the corporeal world to the spiritual world. Meaning what? That in the virtual world, we will be able to build ourselves and to also behave and perform different exercises as though we're already spiritual. Meaning, in giving support, love, things like that. And we'll be in such networks, in such programs, that there we will not be able to lie. It's as though aims a person towards true spirituality. Spirituality being what? Spirituality is that everyone feels love, support, supplementing each other in love another as thyself, up to the point where the network that we'll build, it'll be called the Creator, the Upper Force. Okay, let's see what we understand. We started with the society that we live in today compared with the society that we lived in a few years ago or a few decades ago. It became much more indifferent. Everyone feels it. It's not a big secret. Then we said that even though that the society that we live in became more indifferent, but there's a specific area where people aren't indifferent at all. That's the social networks. People are all worked up, and they're not indifferent at all. Yeah, but you see the level on which these things are done. They're killing each other with the push of a button. So, in our social life, indifference is taking the best of us. In the social life, in the networks, there's no indifference. There are very extreme feelings that have extreme results. It goes both ways. I know that there are groups of tens of thousands of women that support each other, that once some woman has some kind of problem, they all support her, the conversation is very supportive, and really see how can we help each other. So it goes both ways. Right, so life, the era of social networks, made us active on the social networks. And you're saying that this is a transitional phase that's supposed to advance us towards some kind of a different kind of social behavior or development that won't be indifferent, where people won't be in the individuals there or whatever won't be indifferent towards each other, but the entire atmosphere will be different. What will replace today's indifference? What kind of society will there be there? Tomorrow's society, is it less indifferent? What made it less indifferent? We will begin this new society with playing a game, with a lie, meaning that we support each other, that we want to exalt each other, that we want to feel each other, how exalted and special we are, how anyone can support the others, how anyone can get connection and a good kind of force from society that influences him for the better, and also to tell everyone about it in return. And this way we'll build a society that inflates itself, that shapes and builds itself as a big society that no one can interfere with. It's going to be such a program that if someone's against it, it really drives them away, chases them away. And this is how we build a bubble for ourselves, that we live in a world which is entirely good. And we connect more and more and support and expand our boundaries, borders more and more. And in this plain, simple, beautiful, friendly way, we solve all problems. And we're careful not to say bad things or to accuse. In short, we keep both lines, meaning not everything's only goody-goody, but we make sure that we all the time elevate society more and more, until in that force that we form and build that way, we'll start feeling that there is an enlivening force in it that enlivens us, that enlarges us, that gives us the feeling and understanding and the desire, thoughts that are beyond limitations, because we're included in one another. And in that integration, we start feeling a new reality beyond the limitations of each of us in particular. This is the result that I expect will develop from today's social networks. What will bring us from the current social networks, which is, like Yael said, that it's very not indifferent, that it can push us to do positive things, but also it motivates us to do very negative things. What will advance us from today's current state that we're familiar in today's social networks to that more advanced state? What you described, it sounds like a society that's all good. We're all bad, but we're all despaired. We're all egoists, but we're coming from big despair, strong indifference, from all those things that leave us no choice. We want to achieve something that's worthwhile living for. All in all, there are only two things that we can do. Either die or live, because the way that we live now, it's worse than death. It's struggling in order to eventually die. So what you're saying is that indifference eventually leads us to death? Indifference leads to death, yes. Why? Inner death? Inner death, of course. A feeling of death. Of course. Because I have nothing to fill myself with. Life, it means that I am filling my desire. Indifference, it means that I'm indifferent to everything. So I'm already dead now. An indifferent society is a dead society the way you see it. Of course. It's not advancing. It can't fill itself. It has no passion, no challenges, nothing. This dryness that we'll feel as a society, it is what will push us to this breakthrough. Yeah? So still, from what I understand, with all of our evil, we're still drawn to good. Of course. Undoubtedly, we're advancing towards good. Only the question is how. Through wars, problems, and troubles, or that already now we build for ourselves that good, nice, correct form that we go into, and that's that. And the inclination is that once we have computers, we can create a virtual world, and from the virtual world, we can reach the spiritual world. This is an option that we have now. Yes. And if we say that today's society is indifferent, then tomorrow's society is what? That it's engaged in building a new life the way it wants it. Through computers and the virtual network, we have the ability to build a world of our own, and we'll live in it. We'll be interconnected, and we'll create whatever life we want. The evil that exists in us, where will it go? What'll happen to it? We won't feel it. We'll simply let go of it. It won't exist. It won't control us, and therefore it'll disappear. And the indifference, where will it go? What indifference? If from one day to the next, I get greater and greater fulfillments as a result of connecting with others, as a result of exalting society. Okay, so in the beginning of our talk, we said that society is indifferent because we went through an inner change that made us much more egoistic. Then tomorrow, what will we become that will make our society change? Who is the man of tomorrow? The man of tomorrow feels that he is a part of this great big society that they bestow upon him, he bestows upon it, and they create an ever greater connection all the time. And in that greater connection, they feel an ever greater force fulfilling them. What satisfies a person there? Being closer to others, and in that proximity, he receives a new fulfillment. What kind? From society as a total. We can call it the creator. Society. And how is it different than how things used to be? Is it going back to, there was never such a society before? We felt that somewhat, if you can remember, the way we were when we lived in caves as one big family. I hope that we're not going back to living in caves. It's better that way. So where are we headed actually? To a very special spiritual human society. Dr. Lightman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.